This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back.
That's right. It's me again.
Your host, Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do, really. Head up to the website. Or wait, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. A lot you can get involved in. And you need to be involved. Not just, you know, find another show if you need to. But you need to do, I prefer you do this one, but you need to do something to get involved, get engaged, and get an understanding, truly, and not just give in to everything you hear on that interweb thing. I'm not sure, I'm serious. Ah, well, there goes that. And I'm watching people with what's going on with Trump right now. And Bob Woodward and all that, and thinking, you know, you guys are... Relax. Look at breathe. Breathe. You know, for all you guys, I don't know if they still do this. They do Lamaze classes now when a woman's pregnant. Right, some of you guys? You took the class, right? They teach you how to relax. Teach you how to breathe. Really that simple. Then wait till you get the information. Wait to get the facts. And work it through. Now, if I was President Trump's, not that he would listen to them, but if I was President Trump's people, I would say, you know what, don't do the interview. Right? Because the guy's going to use the words, he's going to twist things around. You look at what he's done before. Really that simple. And it's exactly what it's turning out to be. So we're going to have Tom Del Beccaro is going to join me after the first break. And, you know, Tom is all over this stuff. Known him for years. And he's got a really good handle on what's going on. He's writing for Fox now and so many other outlets. We really have to, we need to know how these people operate. I mean, you think you do. But we don't really, you know, some of these news operators, even look at what's going on at Fox. It's gotten to the point now where I almost can't listen to it anymore. Yeah. It's not like it's on all day. I flick through the channels. I go through some of the CNN. I can tolerate for about 3.5 minutes. Not much longer than that. All right, Woodward, he's dismissing claims that he could have saved lives by publishing Trump's coronavirus remarks sooner. So he's pushing back against critics who claim that the veteran journalist should have immediately published remarks to President Trump, right, made about the coronavirus back in the early months of the outbreak. In February interview Woodward conducted with Trump for the reporter's forthcoming book, Rage, the president described the virus as deadly stuff. Even as he publicly compared it to the seasonal flu, a month later Trump admitted to Woodward that I still like playing it, the virus down, because I don't create a panic. Hello? Look, I don't know what Trump was thinking and not thinking. All right? But we saw it going through like crazy in China and other places. You had the World Health Organization, mask, no mask, bad, not bad. I love these guys that are, you know, what are you guys called? Monday Night Quarterbacks? You got all the answers, but you got none of them. You don't know what was right or wrong. Even the Dems were all over the place with this. Nancy Pelosi wanted to throw a party in Chinatown in San Francisco. But nobody talks about that anymore. Right, de Blasio? Come on down to New York. You know, the theaters, everything's open. Catch it where you can. And then all of a sudden, he's the big bad guy. But he's right. It's like yelling, look, he didn't have all the information. Nobody did, really. We don't know what real information we had or didn't have. Go ahead and yell fire in a theater and see what happens. Washington Post media critic Eric Wimple, whose paper published the audio of Trump's comments, they tweeted Wednesday evening that he had interviewed Woodward and pressed him about the blowback he has received. According to Wimple, when asked why he did not go public with Trump's comments, Woodward explained he didn't know where Trump was getting his information or whether it was true or not. You mean, as much as I don't really much care for the guy, but you mean to tell me they were playing journalism? He was actually being a journalist? Didn't know if it was true or not? Should just put out, I mean, can you imagine if we put out there everything we want to put out there because we heard somebody say it? Took up 3 months to nail down all the reporting about what Trump knew about coronavirus. You know, when he learned about it, how bad it was in the public. What was really happening with it. Woodward was trying to put all those pieces together, put the time frame together, which is the right way to do it. According to the media critic, Woodward flatly denied that the content of the interviews with the president would have saved any lives. Asked directly whether earlier publication of his interviews would have saved lives, Woodward replied, no. How? He pointed out that Trump made those comments on March 19th. He'd already made an Oval Office address on March 11th. See, they're trying to make everything. You know, we're going to talk about this later on. In the third hour of the show, it's going to be total Democrat dementia hypocrisy. That's what I'm going to deal with. And you're going to love it, because I said so. But this is going to keep coming and keep coming and keep. Well, you know what you didn't hear about today? Perfect timing, isn't it? Well, you might have heard about it. You might have read about it, right? Trump has been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. What for? Something that other presidents really haven't been able to do. Jimmy Carter was close, but not quite there. Middle East peace. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. I'll be back in a few minutes. An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We're back. Oh. This is The Real Fight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Come on. You call me a nut. You call me whatever you want to. I really don't care. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I was talking about how totally overlooked how President Trump was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. I mean, think about how many presidents in the past have tried to make this happen or not made it happen. And he's made some major league progress. But they won't give any credit for it. You know that. This should be proof positive as to what's going on out there. I mean that sincerely. You know, the United Arab Emirates, I mean, history, when Israel flies one of their planes over the United Arab Emirates, or their, I mean, frankly, flying their planes over other, you know, Middle Eastern countries and actually landing in the UAE. This is a big deal. I don't, you know, most of us don't really understand what's going on over this. We don't know. We don't understand. We don't understand. Our kids don't understand. And that's the problem with what's going on today. Most people just flat out don't understand. Okay. This thing is making me crazy. And I'm not going to, somebody sent me a clip of another commentator. I guess you make it big when somebody has to complain about you, right? Anyway. So they said, now listen, my listeners, if I said this, and I don't think I did because I don't think I was drinking the night I did the show. If I said this, let me know. Somebody accused me of saying that my prediction was that Nancy Pelosi was going to be president. Any of you hear me say that? Now, there was a guest who said that Nancy Pelosi was going to be president because they weren't going to count the ballots and this was going to happen and that was going to happen the whole nine yards, right? But there's a problem with that. I groaned about it. I'm not going to go through the whole thing and play it all over again. Maybe I'll post it up later on. But the bottom line was that was factually incorrect. I'm not so sure the person was lying. Maybe they just, I don't know, heard me wrong, whatever. I don't know who they are. Don't know anything about them. So I'm not going to go tearing them apart. It's not how I operate. But just to get it straight, first of all, even if I did predict, and I didn't, I still say that Trump's going to win by a landslide. I'm not sure he's going to get the Senate and the House by a landslide. I'll take what I can get there. You guys need to tell the people around you, the people that you're working with, that it's great that if he becomes president, but if he doesn't get the Senate and the House, this is going to be four more years of this times 10. But what people fail to understand, I've heard this rumor. You know, Nancy becomes president if there's no president chosen. No, it's not true. And I'll tell you why. Here's the biggest reason why. Give this some thought. Because according to the Constitution and our time frames, if the election is postponed or we don't have the counts in, nobody is elected. Not just the president. You guys, you know, think it through. We're not voting just for a president. We're voting for them all. Right? They'll all be out of office. I think it's, what is it, January 3rd? Yeah, it's a real sneaky date. And remember, even though, and the House would be empty. There'd be, nothing would be counted. Although, that might not be a bad thing. Just saying. And then it's worth noting this process, since only 65 senators would remain in the Senate, right? If the federal elections are delayed or they can't come up with the number, a majority of the remaining senators would be Democrats. They would elect a president pro temp, right? And then the governors could also replace those vacancies by appointing. They're allowed to do that. And what do you think would happen then? Oh, I don't know. We might be in luck then. I don't know. But, you know, the next in line is the president pro tem of the Senate, which is Senator Chuck Grassley right now. So when you talk to experts about this, when you talk to the experts, you know, the constitutional experts, first of all, you really couldn't delay the election. It'd be unprecedented. Because it'd be unclear as how the transition of power would take place. Right? Under traditional succession rules, Pelosi wouldn't be available since she would be out of power, unelected. I mean, you guys got to, again, I'm not screaming at my regular people because I know you guys have two brain cells to rub together. But this is how people get in trouble because they either don't hear something right. You need to go back and listen again. You need to get that transcript. I mean, whatever it is you need to do before you start putting it out there. Anybody who's been listening to me for any length of time knows that I'm one of the few guys, even the first time around, that was saying Trump was going to win. And he was going to win because the Dems were out of touch with reality. Hillary's out of touch with her reality. Joe Biden doesn't know how to spell reality right now. So the Presidential Election Day Act, which passed in 1845, mandates that the election be set for the Tuesday next after the first Monday in the month of November. I don't know how they come up with all this stuff. How about just the first Tuesday of the month? It's possible, although highly unlikely, that Congress could vote to amend this and delay the election. But we know who's in power. Ain't that going to happen? Right? You'd have a problem. Since the 20th Amendment mandates that the president's term must end on January 20th at noon, no matter what. They did that to keep these guys from making it that, declaring martial law and staying in. It's very clear. The amendment is very, you are done. You is gone. So can we stop doing this stuff? Right? I don't need an apology or anything else. But listen carefully. And any one of you guys, one of my OGs, my old guards, you tell me if I said it. I think my tongue would fall out of my mouth before I could get that out of there. President Pelosi, listen to that. Listen to it. It even sounds like a rotted onion, doesn't it? Like immediately the stench comes out of my mouth after you say it. Anyhow. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tom DelBacaro is going to join me after the break. You know, I love having Tom on the show because we're both paisans. We both come, well, he comes from a different village than I do. But, you know, the reality is he lives, eats, and breathes this stuff. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless them.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. president has never lied to the American public on COVID. The president's been very, the president was expressing calm, and his actions reflect that.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany. Those comments come as Bob Woodward, who has a new book coming out next week Tuesday, released an interview he did with the president on March 19th, and the president said this.
Well, I think, Bob, really, to be honest with you.
Sure, I want you to.
I wanted to always play it down. I still like playing it down.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't want to create a panic.
Surgeon General Jerome Adams is clarifying what Operation Warp Speed means. Testifying before a Senate committee on Wednesday, Dr. Adams says labs are not cutting corners, but investing in research, development, and manufacturing for a safe and effective vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Joe Mateen, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, seriously, I so much appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. You need to be part of the conversation. You need to get informed. You need to get good information, which is probably why you're listening to me, and I really do appreciate that. But let me just get to my guest, because I really always enjoy my conversation with him. Tom DelVaccaro joins me, as he always does, as he does from time to time. He's an author, speaker, former chairman of the California Republican Party. His book, The Divided Era, How We Got Here, and the Keys to America's Reconciliation. Tom, well, I think we lost the keys, man.
Joe, come stai.
Good.
I'm doing. We lost the what?
I said your book, right? It's called How We Got Here and the keys to America's Reconciliation. I go, I don't think we can find the keys anymore.
I have the keys. They're at my house. If you want to pick them up, you can stay the weekend.
locked in the room. No, seriously.
It's interesting that, you know, of course, the Democrats claim Trump is, you know, this, you know, incendiary guy. Yet you still have people like Biden, you know, who say things about Trump supporters that are really bad. So what's his plan? He can campaign by, you know, for 8 years denigrating Trump supporters or like Hillary did, you know, calling them deplorables. But then it's not for 8 years, for the last 4 years. But then somehow when he gets in office, you can trust me, he's going to be better. Remember when Obama took office, he, you know, the phrase AstroTurf, cling to their Bibles. So the real divider, honestly, is the left media, because their attacks on Trump have been relentless, and they have set the table and forced this anger. Imagine if they were only half as mean and actually asked questions like, well, what's your policy? Or, you know, how did you arrive at that decision? What were the alternatives, as opposed to what they did? How much calmer America would be?
Oh, no kidding. No kidding. I mean, and again, to your point, look at, he's coming out and now doing what is it? You do press. I can't call them press conferences. Press moments. Okay, you can't even ask him any questions. So he makes a statement in Rome.
Oh, you mean Biden?
Yeah. Sorry. You know?
Yeah. They're given. Yeah. Well, I thought you were talking about Trump, who gives availability every single day. He's made himself more available. And by the way, I don't know if you know this, if you watch those channels, you know that one you used to go on. They sit there and say things like, Trump's had the least press conferences of any president. The guy gives a press conference every bleeding day.
They were screaming about seeing him on TV.
Yeah, and so it's ridiculous. And as far as Biden is, you know, they ask him leading questions. So, Joe, tell us how bad Trump really is. You know, it's unbelievable. They know they have to ask him leading questions because otherwise he wouldn't have the answer. Joe, the answer is 6. Now, what do you think? You know?
It's unbelievable. Did they get caught handing out the questions or ahead of time at one of the events during the day?
Telling people what to say. Here's your what you need to read. It's just embarrassing. And I look at these polls. An amazing poll comes out of Florida, and I'm going to say something that to me, it's amazing as someone who, you know, writes history books. You get Miami-Dade, which is a huge Democrat town, 70% Hispanic, and in the poll, and this isn't some right-wing poll,
right?
Trump's leading among Hispanics in that area, Miami-Dade, 50-46 over Biden. He's running 27 points ahead of where he was. And it's very possible, Joe, I'm going to say this, and it's bizarre, that Trump will get a historic number of minorities to vote for him, and an enormous amount of whites won't vote for him because they think he's not nice to minorities. I mean, you're laughing, but it's true.
No, everything that's going on right now is like a scene. You couldn't write this for the Twilight Zone. This is how whacked it is. And I'm not just saying it. Look, the lefties are saying that you can't, Kamala can't be held responsible for her ancestors owning slaves. Let that sink in. Okay? The rest of us can. Just not her.
Yes.
This is the Democrat Party.
And we got to take down. We got to take down the statues of anybody involved. But hey, Kamala's our statue because she can. She's anyway.
If you sit around and talk about this stuff, people from another planet would go, "Now, this is a story, right? You're just making a story. There's no way this could be true." Joe Biden played this game. Go ahead.
Well, they've also backed themselves into a corner. I said, before he announced his pick, that, you know, if he picks someone too young, Kamala Harris is young, she's younger than me, then his problem is she's going to look energetic and she's going to make him look old. So the way they're satisfying this is to have neither of them out there very much. I'm sorry, are you running for what? I mean, this is a presidency, not, you know, class president, where your parents have to have a curfew for you at 9 p.m.
Yeah, these people, again, I keep saying these people, but it's every day, my third hour is all going to be about some of the, I'm not going to hit the hypocrisy, I'm going to hit the real dementia that you see on a daily basis. Look, you and I were talking about it during the break, where Joe Biden, they're covering for him. They're saying he misspoke during a campaign stop in Michigan, incorrectly saying that over 6,000 U.S. military members have died from the coronavirus. Yeah. Are we serious?
That's today's gaffe. And they're saying, we really meant to say Michigan. Well, they both have M's, and they both have I's. But here's the thing. You know, if Trump misspeaks at all, he's a liar. Yeah. Biden, it's just no big deal. But yet he's got, you know, Biden said he never said that he would be against fracking. You know, I spoke about this on Fox Business tonight. There's like four or five clips of him saying that he was going to end fracking. And now he said, oh, I never said that.
No, he's saying now that only Trump is the only one talking about defunding the police. I'm thinking, what planet did he just show up from?
No, but no, this is, he may be sincere. It might be his current memory. he's got serious memory issues, and we need to, I mean, I think when the debates occur and, you know, he's there for an hour and a half and has to speak in free form, it's going to come out. And I think the support of independence is going to collapse. It just is.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And I think that what we need to do on the radio, what I've been telling some of the other commentators that I talk to on a regular basis, is don't just keep tearing Biden apart. Make sure that we're on what Trump has accomplished. Go after his accomplishments. Tell people where they can find proof of them, because you're not hearing it on mainstream media. You're not going to. I realize that. Because you're not going to hear it anywhere else.
That and what he's going to do next.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, he's about to come out with his updated list for who he would put on the courts. You're not going to get that out of Biden. And the reason why you're not going to get that out of Biden, of course, is because he's going to have put nothing but radicals there. And he doesn't even know who any of these judges are. So
no, you're right. You're exactly right.
Hiding Biden. He's hiding his records in Delaware because he said out loud, well, I'm running for president and I don't want them taken out of context.
Oh, but
what he wants to do is hide all his racist comments from years past. That's what he wants to do.
Well, that interweb thing is causing him some heartburn now, isn't it? You know, I'm up to about 15 minutes. I'm trying to figure out how to cut it down or break it up. I'm up to about 15 minutes in racial comments that the man has made over the years. I probably could be up to an hour and a half if I took them all, but... but they also.
You mean you're putting together a montage for
us? Yes, yes.
I want it. I'll send it to you.
Every time I run over one, I grab it, I pull the piece out, and I'm going to put that together here shortly. I'm going to do a whole hour on this stuff because I don't know how. Well, there's that music again. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Tom Del Vaccaro is going nowhere. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Also, if you're looking around, you're looking for us on the social media networks and stuff like that. You know, we're trying out some different platforms. You might try, check out MAGABook. If you're one of those real hardcore right-wingers and you really just want to really enjoy or check out what's going on, check out MAGABook. As you know, as a regular, we're up on Spreely. We're up on Parlet. I keep wanting to call it Parlay, but it's Parlor now. I can't even speak English well. You guys have to change all these names around on me. Anyhow, Joe Bacini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Okay, Tom Del Beccaro joins me, as he does from time to time. Always love his time with me. He's an author, speaker. You can see him regularly on the Fox Network. His book, The Divided Era, How We Got Here and the Keys to America's Reconciliation. You got to pick up a copy of the book, because seriously, a lot of what's going on now, he has talked about in the book. Tom, thanks for being with me.
Joe, my PR person called up during the break, and they would like you no longer, when you go to the break, to say things like, Tom Del Beccaro is going nowhere. Can we change that around? And Tom will stick around for the break or something. It's just,
how about I got him locked in a room? so he can't bother anybody? You know, that kind of thing, that workout?
I mean, Joe Biden could take that the wrong way.
He could. He would. What do you mean, he could?
You're being racist against Northern Italian because you're 100% Sicilian.
That's right. You're from the North. You guys are the light-skinned, light-eyed guys. Wow. The elitists.
We don't
aristocrats.
We don't talk about you Southerners. So listen, the other thing that, you know, this whole thing about the troops.
Yeah.
I mean, I've said this, I think I've said it on the show before, but I think when historians look back at this, there was almost no policy arguments during the Trump administration. It was all personal attacks. It was all claiming scandals. You didn't have a debate on whether cutting taxes was a good idea or not. It was very limited. Of course, it was the right thing to do. You didn't, you know, there's been no real foreign policy discussions. This was simply, I mean, in the old days, you know, not as young as you, but when you're old as me, you remember that they actually debated issues on containment and even debated Vietnam. It was heated, but at least there was policy discussion. There's no policy discussion at this point. It's just see if you can tear down the guy in the Oval Office if he's on the right.
Yep. Yeah, and Biden, to your point, Biden really hasn't laid down any new policies. Most of what he talks about is the same old failed policies, not of just Obama, but of the Democrat Party over the last few decades, right?
Well, and take it and add on to that. When there's a discussion about COVID, he doesn't even say what new policy does he have. Nothing.
No. Oh, masks for everybody. Now, come on. Masks for everybody. You didn't hear that.
Well, my point is, there's nothing like, you know, there's nothing new or, you know, whatever. He might say we should do something a little bit more and then backtrack on it because he said masks, I'll do masks for everybody. And then he goes, oh, I guess I can't do that by law. You know.
My God. They should put an earpiece in his ear so they can correct him while he's talking. But then can you see him looking around and pointing at who's talking to me?
He does that. They have that in the online interviews. He has a teleprompter in front of him for the online, for the live interviews when he's yep. sitting in his little existence. But when the debate comes, that all of that goes out the window.
Oh, to your point a minute ago, you know, he said that the military had seen, ready for this, 118,000 or 119,000 cases of coronavirus and over 6,000 died. And it's like, yeah. Can you see people with his team in the front row waving their hands and go, no, Joe, no. You know, and where he comes up with these numbers, I don't know if he's getting confused, he wrote them down wrong, can't read his own writing, or he's really got some issues.
No, come on. He has issues.
Yes.
Life magazine doesn't have this many issues. Okay?
But, Tom, how can they keep... Look at the left. They keep spinning this on all the shows. Nobody. They brought up the fact that Donald Trump this weekend, I don't know if you saw it, but he was walking on the grass he walked away from the news people, and he was walking on the grass, and it looked like he was confused. He wasn't confused. When the camera pulled back, he was actually walking to a certain point, turned around, looked at his wife to motion her that way so she wouldn't step in the puddle. Okay? And they said, look, he had a moment of confusion. And yet they let Joe go with a pass every day.
Well, of course. I mean,
God.
That's where we are. They don't tell America. They're just biased confirmation. They're not news organizations. They are giving their customers what they think their customers want to hear. Now, CNN has shrunk over the years. They're not, you know, you saw MSNBC during the whole impeachment, you'd hear people like Lawrence O'Donnell, Donald Trump's presidency is on the brink. None of that ever happened. And so their ratings collapse, but they don't care. It's not their worry.
Yeah, it is amazing again to me. But you know, Tom, for what it's worth, I do this every night, and I listen to people. We're reading the stories. I'm seeing more and more people leave the Dem Party, and they're not necessarily running to the Republican Party, but they're leaving. The walk-away movement is growing in leaps and bounds. And when you see the videos, you see what they write. They are catching on to the fact that they're being used, that they're being lied to, and these are people from all walks of life. These are the ones that, you know, maybe they got half red hair, half blue hair, young person, into whatever kind of music, and the black person and the Asian person, they're all starting to see this. Does that give you a little hope?
Sorry, I muted my thing real quick while I was coughing. Not a COVID cough. look, at the end of the day, you can write about this election that the Democrat Party was too liberal and scared people into the middle. And I think what will happen after the election is what happens to socialist parties, which is the AOCs of the world will say that we didn't nominate a true believer. Bernie will say the same. We need to stick to our principles, and they will strangle the Democrat Party into being a truly socialist party and could very well make themselves irrelevant like the Labour Party has done in England. That is very plausible that that's what's about to happen.
Do they split and become two parties?
No, I don't think so. It's too expensive in America to have a third party. And what I mean by that is you literally, we're spending in this cycle $8 billion in a two-party system, roughly $4 billion
wow.
for each side. There's no way a third party can get in on that action. It's too much.
No, you
so the
really?
So the
and I love how people say they want to get money out of politics. Really? How's that going to work?
It's never worked in human history. Back towards the end of the Roman Republic, it was understood how much a vote of a senator would cost. It's as old as time. The thing that the only marvel in time is how people refuse to look back at history and understand that we've tread this ground before, even though it may be looking a little different today.
Yeah, and you're right. You're exactly right. I mean, people have lost track of history, and the ignorance is just, when I see people talking, you know, doing interviews in the street and other places like that, it's just interesting as to what people do not know.
Well,
not just about history, even about current effects, events.
We don't teach these things. My favorite historian, the guy who taught me what I know, Will Durant, said we're starved of history and choked of the news. Well, there's a difference there. We're bombarded with you know, the Kardashians and don't care about tax policy when which one really affects you. Now, look, I understand this. I get it. It's not new. People would like to be carefree. It's not new in history, but nevertheless, there's a penalty for it.
Yeah, it's somewhat disconcerting that they can tell you who's in the top three of Dancing with the Stars, but you show them a picture of the vice president and they can't tell you who he is. Anyhow, Tom.
Exactly.
How do people find you?
Good to talk to you.
Well, how do people find you?
PoliticalVanguard.com or TomDell.com, Fox News.
Fox News. There you go.
Court,
all right, Tom. Always a pleasure everywhere. To have you with me. Enjoy the rest of the night.
Okay. Arrivederci. Buona sera.
Yeah, ciao. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hang out. Listen, is there a non-Marxist alternative to Black Lives Matter? You're going to find out in the next hour. Really, my guest will let us know. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.